We lived there for a couple of years, and that's where I went to elementary school. And so when I went to elementary school, so my parents, I think you know, like most Hmong refugees, they were farmers in Laos. And when they went to the refugee camps, they really couldn't farm. They just farm around their house, and then sometimes they went to do labor for Thai people and things. But then when they came here to this country, they wanted to farm again. But when we live in Chicago, there's not much farmland because it's very metropolitan, right? It's a big city. So then some of my uncles moved to Wisconsin, and in Wisconsin, there's more farmland that Hmong people could get access to. So then we moved to an area called the Fox Valley, and it's like a number of small towns. So we lived in a tiny town with like one stoplight, very rural, but not unfamiliar to Laos. And so I always joke and say the Hmong people are kind of like the hillbillies of Laos. They live in the mountains and very rural people and things like that. So we lived there until I started high school. So in Wisconsin, my family did a lot of farming, and my parents just worked at a variety of companies. But then my father wanted to study how to fix cars, auto body mechanics, and there were not a lot of programs if you had never gone to school, right? So because he had never gone to school, he couldn't go. But in St. Paul, they offered a program that was for anybody, and you didn't have to have a high school education. So he moved here to St. Paul, Minnesota.